Unit 1. Exercise 16.
It's very difficult to predict exactly how technology developments will progress. And indeed, some of these predictions may have already happened by the time you listen to this, and some may still be a long way off. What we will definitely see over the next few years is a very high rate of change because of the convergence of technologies. Convergence is far from over. The next 20 years will see much more of it, and the whole of IT will converge with the fields of biotechnology, nanotechnology, and cognitive technology. The result is that companies in every industry sector will see enormous changes. There will be great opportunities, and of course, great dangers as well. If we look at telecommunications, today's trend for massive increases in bandwidth into people's home means that providers will create different business models. So voice calls, and a lot else, are likely to be free in the very near future, say 2011. As for mobile technology, mobile phones have come from nowhere in the last 10 years, and now they're everywhere. But they'll probably disappear in another 10 years. Instead of mobile phones, we will probably have their functionality built into things like jewellery or patches, and information will be displayed on contact lenses. These could become available by about 2020. The software industry is very likely to see big changes. Windows market share will fall below 50%, perhaps as early as 2011, and definitely by 2015. We will also see software delivered as a service, and this will slowly become the norm. At the same time, there will be big developments in hardware. We will see chips with 10 billion transistors, and they will lead to desktop computers that can compute as fast as the human brain by 2017. Forget the keyboard and mouse, or even speech recognition as a way of inputting data. The next big development will be thought recognition, and that may be viable sometime around 2025. In terms of business, we may see paper money replaced by smart media as early as 2011. The technology is already there, but people or banks may not feel comfortable with it. Manufacturing, logistics, and retailing are very likely to replace all barcodes with RFID technology in the 2011 to 2015 timeframe. And what will society look like in the future with all this digital technology? In some countries, there is already a lot of surveillance, and we are certain to see this grow into most neighbourhoods by 2014. And as surveillance in the real world grows, we'll see more and more virtual reality. But that too will bring its own problems. And virtual reality escapism may start becoming a social problem around 2015. Most societies will have ID cards by 2016, but even these will probably be replaced by biometric scanning within a few years of that. So, anytime from 2020 onwards. So, it is clear that things like five-year IT investment plans for business are becoming almost pointless because things are changing so fast. Companies must learn to be adaptable. Adaptability will be the main quality for survival, while going for efficiency today can lead to death tomorrow.